Hi, it's Carol Clark, your Baritic Business Coach, and today I wanted to talk to you about three different ways that you may be sabotaging your business, and oftentimes without even realizing it. So for our podcast today, it's all about you and it's all about your business as usual and wanting you to succeed, wanting all of us to succeed. So the first way that you may be sabotaging your business without even realizing it is trying to be like everybody else. Now, I know you may say, Carol, there's certain standards of care. And of course, when you're in the operating room or when you're implementing weight loss protocols or medication administration or anything clinically related, I get that. You do want to follow the rules. And I, of all people, am a rule follower. I don't know about you, but most nurses are rule followers. But what I've found is in order to take your business to the next level, or to truly enjoy it and flourish in your business, it involves being different from everyone else in regards to what it is that you offer and how you offer it and how you interact with your patients. So I do recommend that you are different from everyone else when it comes to that. Clinical care, I get it. With clinical care, you need to make sure that you are following the rules, that you are following everything properly. And also in business, of course, you want to make sure everything is set up properly, that your legal entity is set up properly. And if you're in a health system, this is all oftentimes taken care of for you. And you may think I am carved into one niche and I can only be the way that those that I report to tell me to be, but you are a unique individual, obviously. And sharing that with your patients and those you want to serve the most will actually accelerate your business success. And you can do this in so many different ways. So obviously, you're following the rules when it comes to taking care of your patients and tracking your outcomes and getting all your statistics and following your coding and setting up your business entity and filing your taxes and everything related to that. But you can be uniquely different in the way that you interact with your patients. And what I mean by that is that you could, the way you attract patients, you know, I talk about this all the time, but utilizing video so that your patients actually get to know you before they ever come into your practice, taking your practice setting and really making it unique to you. I get the pleasure of going around all over the country and seeing different practices. And I just love it when I go into a practice and I can see some personality in there. So it's not just like everyone else's practice. It's not a sterile environment with the same stick chairs that are out in the waiting room and the little slidey glass, hello, who are you here to see? It's those that have a unique personality, and that can relate to what you have on the walls in your office. I've been in practices where physicians love to travel, and they have all these really cool pictures on the wall of places that they've been, and not in a way of being, you know, I look at me, this is where I've been, but more so of like, I love these different animals or these different settings, and having that in your office, taking your patients and making that as a part of your practice, putting in place little events and also little kind of things that you can do with your patients to help engage them. We've done here, I know, like, you know, take a selfie with Dr. Clark and we will post that and have a hashtag unique to us. We'll offer prizes. And when people come in, you know, or your team has a little bit of a personality, let them design their space so that it's tasteful, but yet it has their personality. So sharing your personality and being different is okay. In fact, it's a good thing. I can remember back to just about every leadership position that I've held, I did things differently. And when I went into nursing school, I thought, I am not going to come out of here like a cookie cutter nurse. Well, what did I do? I came out as a cookie cutter nurse because I needed to follow the rules about how to care for patients and how to do my documentation and all that sort of thing. And I am very much a rule follower. My books are impeccable. I still keep track of all of the financials for the practice. I still put in the surgery charges myself because it's one thing I like to keep track of. But in each position, whether it was the nurse manager of a very busy OBGYN or obstetrics, labor and delivery and neonatal area, whether it was managing a perinatology office, whether it was a hospital administrator, working in information systems, managing a busy general surgery practice, and now working with Tom here in Newport News, Virginia, I've always had sort of a different viewpoint. And I've also always tried to have my own personality and not be molded into what everyone thinks that you should be. That little uniqueness can set you apart. It's just like when you interview for a job nowadays, if you send an actual card because they're not done very often, it sets you apart. So doing something different that shows your personality will really accelerate your business. And if you're stifling that and hiding that, I encourage you not to. To use that in your marketing, to use that in your interactions with your patients, to use that as you build relationships in meetings at the hospital, in meetings anywhere. Show your personality and it will accelerate your position in your business. It'll accelerate everything about that. So that's one way you may be sabotaging your business, is trying to be like everyone else. The second way that you may be sabotaging your business is tolerating an okay team. So oftentimes, we feel like there's talent out there. We bring somebody in and we train them and they're doing okay. And that's great. And so you figure, tolerating okay is much better than having to go through any disciplinary process, especially if they're not following the rules, but you just don't want to take that extra effort or, taking the time to have some turnover, and to have to bring somebody else in and retrain them and that sort of thing. You're not going to tolerate an okay team in the operating room. You're gonna have the best there with you. You have someone's life in your hands. You want the best team possible. So in your business, in your practice, you should have the best team available. And you should continue until you get that best team. And we have been focusing on this in Bariatric Business Boss, my membership program, all month long. We've been talking about everything from, posting positions to position contracts to interviewing to developing your team to building cohesiveness. We have been really deep diving into everything team related because your team is your ambassador, your team is your reputation, and your team also makes your life easier. So I encourage you not to tolerate an okay team. Bring in a team that, some of them have skills, hopefully many of them have skills you don't have, and they have what it is that you're looking for. So you want to have self-directed people who will work well together as a team. And so, like I say, we've been doing a deep dive in Bariatric Business Boss, and a lot of my one-on-one conversations with my clients have been around this very issue, but it's really an important thing. So don't tolerate okay. Get a great team, a dynamite team, treat them well, and have that longevity so that you don't spend a lot of time spinning your wheels training new people and that sort of thing. So that not only goes for your team, but as a physician, it goes for any of your partners, making sure that you guys, that you have a similar goal in mind, that you have an ability to communicate well with each other, that you're not making decisions, in a hallway somewhere. That used to drive, I know, my husband and myself crazy when people would be passing in the halls, be like, there'd be a do you think this is a good idea? And before you knew it, that was the new idea. And it wasn't even something that was thoroughly thought through. So that's another thing. Or working with someone who is, nitpicking every referral that comes through. And so you have to elevate yourself and surround yourself with great people, whether it be, your partners, obviously, and also the team that you have. So don't tolerate just an okay team. You're not going to do that in the operating room or in a clinical, you want to make sure that the people that are with you are the ones that help elevate you and your practice, are great ambassadors, and really genuinely care about the patient and help to engage them so that your patients keep coming back and sending other people to your practice. It's this great circle of life, which I talk about a lot of times in my trainings and also in Bariatric Business Boss. The third way that you may be sabotaging your business, and I know there are more, but I wanted to focus on just three in light of our time together. The third one is really, you may not think this is relevant, but it's not taking care of yourself. And what I mean by that is not living what you practicing what you preach to others, and not taking the time to make sure that you are at your optimal health from a mental perspective and from a physical perspective. So many times we as clinicians think we have to take care of everybody else, and we don't have to take care of ourselves. That will just be one of those things that when we get time, we'll take care of it. But having a really strong morning routine that includes, it depends, some people have a morning routine, sometimes work it in afterwards. My husband and I are opposites. I'm more of a morning person. I have this morning routine, and so that involves some fitness, it involves some meditation, it involves some, you know, affirmations, visualization, it involves some journaling, it involves really looking at my day, making sure what my priorities are, and making sure that I am really set for the day. For him, he may have to be in the operating room first thing. So he gets up, has his routine, and he does his more at the end of the day. He never misses a day of, you know, fitness. He works that in no matter how late it is, and he spends his time, you know, expanding his mind through reading, and different things work for him. So everybody has their own routine. And of course, we have four kids. So when my kids were little, this would not have been possible first thing in the morning. I would have had to rearrange it. But, you know, perhaps I found quiet time in my car before I went into the office. You know, I would have had to find that time or carve it out somehow. But you've got to put yourself first from a mental perspective and from a physical perspective. You will just be able to conquer your day, make a difference, and really be an example to your patients so much better if you're taking care of yourself. And it is not impossible. If you think it's impossible and you don't have enough hours in the day, we all have the same amount of hours in the day. I know you know this, but you know, you've got to make sure that you put that to work for you. If you have trouble with it, reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. I'd love to explore that with you so that you can put yourself first and feel great and ready for the day and feel healthy and follow what it is that we teach our patients each and every day. So every day is not going to be perfect. Of course, you're going to have periods where you fall to the wayside occasionally. That can happen, not for everybody, but for some. But you've got to get right back in there. So in review, there are many more ways you can sabotage your business, but the top three that I'm reviewing today is, first, trying to be like everyone else and not showing your unique self. The second thing is tolerating an okay team versus having that awesome team that has got you, your business, and your patients in mind and are healthy themselves and really want to do a good job. And the third thing is not taking care of yourself so that you can actually help elevate your practice, be a good example, and just really feel good about what it is that you do. And putting yourself, you know, figuring out your priorities, making sure, I talk to so many physicians who have worked so hard, and I admire them so much, but they've lost touch with either their family, what means the most to them, their health. They've let all that suffer. And nowadays, that is something that doesn't have to suffer. It's in the limelight. It's something that people are focusing on, and it's okay. In fact, it's admirable if you're able to get that work-life balance. And it's not, like I say, perfect every day, but it is something to strive for. And the more that you set that discipline into place, making sure that you're following what I've talked about today to help avoid sabotaging your business, you will see results, I promise. So if you have questions, reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. If you are not a member of Bariatric Business Boss, it is such a nominal investment for what you get. It's packed with all sorts of resources for you, things you can deploy every single day for marketing into your practice. We do one-on-one deep dive calls. It involves so many benefits. So if you haven't checked it out, I hope you check that out at bariatricbusinessboss.com. If you have other things you want me to cover in this podcast, please reach out to me. If you've not subscribed, please do so. And I look forward to talking with you and working with you in the near future. In the meantime, take care, and don't forget to take care of yourself. Have a good day. Bye.